GM, GM, welcome to the Nas Jam Sessions. What happens in the Nas Jam Sessions is essentially the Nas fam comes and, you know, we give an update to the community. The rest of the Noun ecosystem is here tonight to hear what's happening in Nas DAO, what's happening with That's Gnarly and all the good stuff that we are doing over there. So do not be afraid. Request the mic. Come on. Got some special guests who may be dropping in and out. That's the whole crew for the whole crew that's trying to make a new music album with us. That proposal, I think we were talking about it recently in our board meeting. And I don't know if anyone drops in, maybe Gammy drops in, whoever drops in. We're just here vibing. We're just here chilling. Yeah, enjoying the. And this is usually the last show into the afternoon, I believe, on the Noun Square. So no one is chasing us. Jack, man, welcome on the stage. How have you guys been doing? How's been your day? How's been the week?
Yo, GM, GM from outer space. Thank you for pulling me up. I was just retweeting the room because, yo, let's win some ETH. That's so cool. I've actually been in the space before where you guys have done that. I think that's absolutely rad. Such a cool and generous thing. And for what it's worth, guys, if I win, I'll give it to somebody else in the room. You know, I'm here to support NARS and shout out the crew, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate you guys so much. Love the community. You're right. We do have something coming up in a little bit. So, but you know, I'm here for the next like 30 minutes or whatever. And, you know, excited to be here with you guys. Love what you're doing. Love the NARS out. Love about, all the vibes. And, to talk about, just appreciate the opportunity to be here with.
Sorry. Jack, I'm sorry to cut you short. I know you have somewhere to go. Where are you going after this space? Can you tell us the next program you have after here? I understand even Bobby apps that you guys have a space that you're going to, maybe?
Yeah, so in my case, what we have is, unfortunately, it's not something that would be very entertaining to join. It's a team meeting to cover some stuff for NFT NYC. But I will say that the topic of NFT NYC is very exciting. And we're throwing a huge party in New York City. We did it last year. We're doing it again this year and even bigger and better than it was last year. You know, as the details emerge, we'll be able to share a little bit more about that. But it's going to be epic. And, you know, we'd love to see some of the NARS family there, some of the Nouns family there, you know, the whole vibe. So I'll definitely get that over to you guys for sure.
100%. I mean, next time you have something that is buzzing, we always hear buzzing, you just hit me up or hit anyone up with Nouns. We're like, yo, man, I want to chat with you guys. So you're always welcome, Jack Frost here. Bobby Apps, let me move to you. I know you also have to run. What's the update? Where are you going? What you about?
What's up? How are we doing tonight? I host a space of Thursday night, 9:30 Eastern. The topic is audiovisual NFTs, which is sort of what I do and you know, what I'm interested in. But yeah, I'm really excited about this. Like Jack said, I mean, first of all, and I can attest, his NFT NYC party last year was the bomb. It was amazing. I performed on that, and it was a great time. So yeah,
I saw the pictures recently, and I'm like, oh. This is a good party. Looks a bit gnarly to me.
Jack. Yeah. It was
can
a great
gnarly fight. Love that.
Yes. It was definitely gnarly. I can attest to that. And yeah, I mean, if we can get some of the NARS fam in there, and the Nouns fam in there, it'd be fantastic. But I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited to, you know, to kind of get acquainted with this community and, you know, kind of in and out of the Discord, as busy as I am. Just a really cool, you know, really chill community. You guys do the right thing. You know, you guys do the right thing for your community and, you know, do the right thing with the ETH that you have, you know, because there's a lot of projects out there that just don't. It's a really, really good place to be right now. So I'm really excited. I'm excited to get this EP off the ground. If we can do this, it'd be awesome. You know, I write music for a living. I teach music for a living. So I'd love to do it for a project that I feel passionate about. So that's why I'm here.
Love that. Nice to have you. Ambi, I didn't yet chatted with you.
Hey.
I don't know if you're also running away? Are you running away, leaving so soon?
I'm going to be hanging for a minute, and then I will no doubt stop in on my dude, Bobby App Space. I try to make Jack Space cool. On Mondays. Jack, there's like a whole calendar of NFT-related spaces that you can get hip to.
And that's actually where I met the whole gang. I was so happy to see that, you know, the music space has a space there. Hijacked it with some gnarly stuff. Yeah, I'm sure we could really do some cool stuff.
What up? Congratulations on the 0.69 sale on 3712. I was actually watching that. I have like myself becoming mildly degenerate at this. Like I've always got the NARS browser up a corner because I snagged one I really like after losing a few auctions, but I got the bug. And I was actually messaging Fresh today. I was like, how do we do a music spin on this sort of, you know, like this canon? Because I find, I think the whole Rads, as far as like the site, and sort of like the gameplay theory of bidding school kind of eBay shenanigans that I, be a general gear trader, am painfully in the grips of at all times.
I like that. I like how you guys are really thinking about it. How would it work? Can you maybe share some ideas? Like
I was like doodling around in my head.
Spin on this, how would it work?
So you'd have to, if you were going to do it really like analog fashion, I was thinking about it. I think what you'd do is you'd have a set time every day that wrote a piece, you know, and there are people on the internet have done them, YouTube. And one of the dudes actually parlayed that into some really killer NFT success, releasing one a day song compilation as a NFT. And people got behind it kind of as a, you know, a better way to do a Patreon. Plus you're generally sense if you're doing a song a day, you're going to give away the rights. It's going to be, you know, CC0, but you could basically have like, say the NARS site, NARS Jam. You'd have like a window on of the stream, and then everybody could be like watching the stream and bidding on it. And then at the end of the stream, you know, or at the end of a certain period, that song of that day, you know, got the person got it and had full rights to use it or whatever. Just the mechanic of it, I find incredibly compelling.
And I know you guys have to go, so feel free to jump on. The NAR fam is here today for some time. So, and if you guys want to hear their spaces, want to listen to back to what the family is working on. Okay, I will say this. I know this is not perfect, but you can leave. But if you leave, you lose your chance of winning 0.069.
So it is, I'm canceling the meeting. That's it.
And it's a bit tricky.
NFT NYC is off. We're canceling the meeting. We're staying here. Also, I see my homeboy Jaden Violet down there in the room. Jaden is also part of this. Shout out Jaden, such an amazing performer. Sorry, Davin, I'm talking over you. My bad.
No problem. No problem. Go on. This is how the noun squares. We're chaotic
people. I was just going to say so much love to him and also to my man, William. I saw William in there. It looks like he left, but William's another good friend. Just great to see these communities coming together. I talk too much sometimes, so I'll shut up, but I appreciate you guys.
You're always welcome here, man. Jaden, I don't know if you're, Jaden, I see you speak up. How are you doing? You're part of the fam here that we're working on quite a new project, but I actually wanted to hear from you, Jaden, is like, let's go back. Like, how did you get into NFTs and stuff? Like, how's been the vibe and what's the story until now?
What's going on? Jack, nah, I appreciate it. Oh, shit, my bad. I appreciate the shout out. First, I thought you guys couldn't hear each other. Like, you know how Twitter does that little rug thingy? I thought that was what was happening. You know what I'm saying? But I guess you guys were just talking over each other. You know what I mean? Nah, what's going on? Holy cow.
No, go on. Just testing sound, buddy.
What type of sound effects are those? Jesus Christ, my guy. Oh, my goodness. No, shout out to you. This is beautiful vibes. This is actually my last thing that I'm doing for the day. So it's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. It's beautiful. But yeah, real quick. My name is Jaden Violet. I'm an artist, simply. You know, I've been an artist for about 3-4 years. And I discovered the Web3 music space not too long ago. It's been about a little over in a year. I started this community called the Underground Violet Rave, which started off as a Twitter space just because that name kind of sounded cool to me. So I was like, fuck it, let's just go with it. And it rolls off the tongue. And we started to host daily Twitter spaces about 7 months ago at this point. And we talk with the music NFT community. We talk with musicians, people involved in NFT projects. We have panels, open mics, and it's just a vibe. And we actually ended up hosting the Underground Violet Rave in real life. And what it is, in essence, it's just a lit-ass rave. Where we platform the local underground scene while we like try seductively integrating Web3 into the event. So we did the first one in Brooklyn during NFT NYC, and I also got to go to Jack's event, which was super, super beautiful. We did the second one in Virginia a month after that. We did the third one in Cincinnati a month after that. And we just finished our fourth one in Miami Art Basel, which is was our biggest one yet, with over 450 people coming, which completely just blew my mind. But yeah, now I'm back here. I'm super, super excited to work with you guys. I'm super excited, honestly, just to make music again. You know, I feel like being in the Web3 space, we could get so caught up in all of the Web3 ethos, like building building community, you know, using the technology, innovating with it. But it's like sometimes, you know, the art can get lost in that. So I appreciate you guys for this opportunity. I'm just super excited to be here and meet all of you.
Let me know when you want to do something at Stone Pony.
Yo, you're talking about the Asbury Park Stone Pony?
Yes, sir.
Sheesh!
That's the first place I ever played a show.
Guys, this is Ashanti. Ashanti is an athlete. So I don't know if he had introduced himself, but he's one of our sickest. I'm working on his podcast. It is 3 minutes. Catch of a podcast. It's the most beautiful thing. But Ashanti, I wanted to ask you, can you send me like some new skate videos, like of you shredding? I want to do something.
I'll try to get something in. It's cold out here, bro. It's freezing.
In the cold. No, you know that stuff.
I definitely should go and make a proposal to go back out west for a little bit and film, because
I love that.
There's a lot of stuff going on with the pharmacy team, and I'm supposed to be out there doing stuff with them, but I'm all the way over here worried about this stuff, you feel me?
Let's get that in. Actually, the whole of today, I was looking through your videos. I'm trying to cut up something for the chat we had, and I'm like, man, I wish you had, like, the newest. I wanted you shredding last night. Yeah, it would have been amazing. So I think we can get that up. But yeah, that switches us to, by the way, what I'm supposed to talk about, what we are here to talk about. It comes to the Daily Show. We have a Daily Show that happens here called That's Gnarly. Just so everyone knows, That's Gnarly is essentially, what would you call an MVP? Nas is essentially trying to experiment with what's this form called? Is it like Vote to Mint? Or, but it's a cool idea whereby, I mean, the athletes instead, Ashanti.
I don't know what to really call it. Like right now, like it's just the daily drop. And like before, I was calling it the Daily Mint because every day somebody else knew who is the second highest voted of the week gets to go up for a daily drop. And the only way you can vote is if you have a gnar or a noun or one of the That's Gnarly drops that you connected with. And the only way you can vote on your homie is if you have one of these NFTs. You could connect your wallet and you can post on the platform for free. There's no, it's just like Instagram. Just connect and post.
The community creation, actually, that's the word which was in the proposal for this. The community creation part of it, whereby the Nas community is sort of creating its own social media. Zags, you want to talk about like what we had recently? Like we gave an idea and then a few hours it was ready. I don't know. Can you jump in a little bit?
It's been really amazing. Yeah. So on the Daily Drop each day, we discuss what would be cool on the website. And 90% of the time, the next time we came in, it was there. And that's, I mean, when I worked with Discovery Channel, that kind of thing happened. But it's very rare for the developers to be available and listening and actioning on the things that they ask. So it's a really unique and powerful situation. And I love you.
It's very different. I've never been in a space that I can create or I can talk to somebody and be like, hey, yo, let's do this. And they go into the code and they go fix the thing. You know what I mean? Like, I've never had that. So it's amazing.
Love that. I think now you guys have inspired me. I'm going to put in my show notes. I want to get the collective here. And they have to answer, how are they able to ship so fast? But major thanks to the collective for this experiment that we are on as NASDAO. So it's buying. I see Satori is in the Defresh step here. I think in a place maybe where you can't jump on. But I see you, bro. Thanks for coming on. Satori is here. Hey, Satori. I don't know if you want to come on and do some gnarly news, but I know you must be also busy. Shout out to Louis Lee, Jackson. Man, I love it when everyone is here. It's a noun, CC. Everyone is here. Massa, very Massa. David T. Fung. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Amazing. Thanks for hanging out with us. So, okay, I would say now that we're going to look at the end of this auction because we have, I think, 27 minutes left on it. But I think once this is done, the drop that is there today is for Brian Gennaro. And I think the site is generally down, so...
Yeah, no, Rocket Man's fixing something. I posted two clips, and they were... I'm guessing because the clips were old before Instagram Reels became a thing. It wasn't pulling up the clip, so I wanted to make sure, because Brian posted a clip before the clip that got the daily drop, and that never came up. Like, the clip never played, so I was talking to Rocket Man, and he was like, oh shit, there's something wrong. So he went in there to go fix that. It's nothing crazy.
So. But it's amazing that we have this platform, and you guys can always check it out. You're here every day, 9:30 p.m. EST, doing that daily drop. And it's a cool way, you know, to come in, and especially for people who have ideas that are very gnarly, that want to try out crazy stuff, you can always come on, find the gnarly community here. Shout out to them, like, hey, man, I want to do a music EP. Can you guys give me 5 if I do 50 songs? Or maybe I want to do a skate park, or maybe I want to fund this athlete. Anything that is extremely gnarly is 100% welcome. Let me see. I don't know, Brett, if you're not busy, can you help me get like the NAS Discord channel, like the NAS Discord link, and just pin it for me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, cool. Thanks for that, bro. Okay, so I guess we skip that part. We have to skip the that's gnarly part. But just know, it was going to be a beautiful drop today. Now, niche communities come together to chat, to congregate, and update each other on what's happening in the Nounish universe. So it's always nice to be here as the Nouns DAO to do this.
Yeah, the Nouns Square actually just put up their proposal to Noun to do a refresh for the next few months. It's really cool. If you guys want to check it out, I can pin it to the top too.
Oh yeah, thanks for that, Brad.
Thanks.
Now, moving forward, let's do some cool housekeeping. Nali news, what's going on in Nali news? I don't know. Let me just see. For the ones which have been closed, we have Nali Smoke Lounge. Brett, has this proposal passed, or it has not passed? I don't understand. It passed. Okay, so Nali Smoke Lounge has a very big abstain. Who is this? Nali Smoke Lounge co-working space at Denver. That was Brett's proposal. Brett, do you want to just give me some updates? Like, now this has passed, what next?
Yeah, so I actually made a whole to-do list that Vlad and I were going over last night. We're waiting for the ETH to come through so we can book the venue officially. We have it like locked down, but we need to pay for it. I have a street artist here from Denver who's big in the skate community. His name is Chris Haven. He's going to come live paint one of the days. We were talking with Webnar, who's, you know, part of the NARS community, to maybe come live paint. He's still figuring out if he's gonna get plane tickets to come out. I think he's based in Chicago. I have the t-shirts on order. I work with this company all the time, so they just let me pay whenever the order is complete. We're gonna order a bunch of different stickers, posters, get flyers to put up around Denver and pass out to different skate shops, smoke shops, to get people interested. Let me pull up the rest of the list. I'm just going off the top of my head. I'm talking to a homie who does really cool video production here locally to come film everything so we can, you know, get some cool content out and just like put together some playlists of videos and music to have planned during the whole thing. Abtoshi is going to come through in a couple days before she leaves for, I think she's going to Barcelona first for an event, and she's going to be here at the end of this week. And we're going to go and like check out some spaces for the Nouns on the Ground activation, which will be kind of fun. And we're going to talk about like doing some crossover stuff between NARS and Nouns on the Ground. Yeah, just, you know, all sorts of little things that we want to buy, have set up like in Tetra Lounge. That's the name of the venue. So like, I want to get some old skate and surf magazines to have out on the tables that people can flip through while they're hanging out and talking and smoking, and get a bunch of, you know, more stickers for everybody, and see if we can get enough tech decks for cheap just to give away to people, because that's something fun that we all love. Yeah, just a bunch of little things to raffle off, some artwork, and Vlad and I were talking about trying to get some skate decks to raffle off to people, trying to have as much fun as possible.
I love it. Congratulations, proposal passing. That's amazing. Let's rock. But one thing that I want you to promise us on NAS Jam Sessions is we are going to do a NAS Jam session live there on the Twitter space with you guys in there. I just hope it lands at the same time. If it doesn't, I'll do an impromptu one and comes with the show.
We're booking it for Thursday and Friday. So I wanted to do Thursday on purpose, so we have the space during NARS Jam session.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You got me there.
Yeah, I was already thinking.
I hear some gunshots. Boom. There we will be live at ETH Denver with Brett. Thank you so much for that. Going through more ideas.
Me and Vlad to be there talking to do some NARS DAO talks to you know, everyone who's there, to explain what's going on and show them that's gnarly page, to, you know, how easy it is to just put stuff up on there. And, yeah, do some live auctions and that kind of thing.
I'm starting to feel the FOMO.
that's running from February 26th to March 5th, I believe. Are you going to be there? Are you going to have a booth the whole time? Or
no, that's tire. So the way Enver works is the first week of it is what they call Builder Week. So it's just kind of like a chill space in the main ETH Denver venue where people can just like go and meet each other. And they have a hackathon. So like all these different groups of people come and try to build stuff and they have a contest running. I want to say that Obtoshi wants to host a Nouns hackathon as well. And I know Lil Nouns were trying to put in a prop to do a Lil Nouns hackathon.
Awesome.
And then the main event of ETH Denver is the weekend of our NAR. So we're only getting the venue 2 days, but okay. Vlad and I will be, I'm based here in Denver and Vlad's going to be in town the entire time too. So we're going to go to Builder Week and just talk to people and pass out flyers, give everyone stickers, let them know what's going on, that they can come smoke. We're going to have, you know, a bunch of weed for free to people come hang out and chill and play some Tony Hawk Pro Skater, cool. Watch skate videos and stuff.
So that'll be during that 1 week builders thing, not weekend. It's more public, right?
Yeah, correct. And okay, that's just like kind of how we're going to go invite them to our event that's going to be on 2nd and 3rd. And actually the March 3rd in Denver is kind of a big skate day because it's 303 and that's the area code here. And so there's 303 boards is the big skate shop here in Denver.
Yeah,
and
it's they gonna do be a really
whole
big.
Yeah, they do a whole thing on 303. So yeah, my homie is coming to live paint, Chris Haven. He's best friends with the owner of the skate shop, so I'm gonna try to get them to all come through that day. Yeah, just have a bunch of fun and skate, and we have as long as it's not snowing, we have a little skate contest planned out to do like a best trick contest, give away some ETH, give away some NARS to some people.
And is he like a traditional painter or is he a tagger?
Yes, those.
Very good. Okay, even better.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most prolific street artists here in Denver. He does these really great like pyramid characters. And he also does like murals for people. He has a really cool like cityscape scene that he just freestyles on walls for people. And nice. He also does like kind of abstract kind of canvas work that's in a lot of galleries. He can do, you know, beautiful portraits as well. He's been painting pretty much his entire life. I think if I remember correctly, his grandma was an artist as well, and that's like kind of how he got his, you know, start and just painting with her when he was young. And then, you know, most of the time skateboarding and graffiti goes hand in hand. He started getting involved in that world, built a character out of what he was tagging, and that he's, you know, kind of my mentor in the street art world too. I paint with him all the time.
Amazing. You spoke about weed there, and then, you know, the police almost got me. They almost got me. What's this you guys are talking about? Free weed. So I had to jump a little bit.
Brett's gone. Oh, there he is. Hint, hint. Okay, I'm done. Have a great night, you guys, and a great tomorrow.
And we'll be back here tomorrow at 9:30.